On University at Albany Week, we still need to find a cure for many afflictions. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Andrew Berglund, director of the RNA Institute and professor of biological sciences, details one of these.
Myotonic dystrophy is the most common form of adult-onset muscular dystrophy. This disease affects muscle tissue, as well as the heart, eyes, and brain. Patients can experience lethargy, cataracts, and glucose intolerance. Vision, speech, digestion, and cognitive function are often impaired. The disease can affect people at any life stage, starting at birth. At the RNA Institute, we are working to create a hub of research, training, and education to raise awareness of myotonic dystrophy, help medical practitioners better detect its symptoms, and advance research towards treatments. We know that myotonic dystrophy is caused by a type of genetic mutation called a repeat expansion, which is also responsible for diseases like Huntington's disease and ALS. A repeat is when a small section of the genetic code occurs multiple times in a row in our DNA. Repeats are common, but typically occur no more than 20 to 30 times in one region, and they don't frequently change size. In people affected by a repeat expansion, the repeat grows and expands, up to 10,000 repeats, disrupting important processes in the cell. A byproduct of repeat expansion is something we call toxic RNA, which affects proteins and prevents them from performing critical functions throughout the body. As we work towards finding effective treatments and ultimately a cure, we are currently exploring a technique called RNA rescue. This involves creating and testing different chemical compounds that target toxic RNA in order to reduce the effects of repeat expansion. Our ultimate goal is to develop a drug that can be delivered through an oral tablet and reach all organs of the body, including the heart, muscles, and brain, heading off repeat expansion and stopping symptoms.
That was Andrew Berglund of the University at Albany. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.